with the latest news for the north of Scotland. MFR2.
Coming up this lunchtime, concerns for safety on Murray Road with HGV ploughing into Rothes House. How can we better tackle mental health issues in adult life? And Ross County ready themselves for life in the Championship. But first, this lunchtime work's ongoing to reveal more from a heavily censored report into the unsolved death of Kevin MacLeod, who drowned in Wick Harbour back in 1997. For MFR News, Brian Rutherford has the latest.
The Cameron report was written in 2002, but the 24-year-old's family had to fight for 5 years to get a copy. When they did, so much of it was blacked out and pages were missing, including 7 detailing potential misconduct by officers. 21 years on, we know that Northern Constabulary ignored an instruction to launch a potential murder inquiry. And that redacted section could explain why, according to retired Strathclyde detective Ian McKee, who tells us that culture was very different in legacy police forces back then.
Whistleblowers don't do well in any organisation, and they certainly don't do well in the police. Police was a family. And if you turned against the family and you told a different story, then in fact it was seen as disloyal. If you make a mistake in the police and you're found, you are crucified. And I think the police too as a service are crucified, so they don't want to admit to mistake.
Police Scotland's written to Kevin's mum and dad to say that it's the force's priority to minimise redactions as much as possible, and work's ongoing to do that. Shadow Justice Secretary Liam Kerr has welcomed the move forward.
The family, who at the end of the day both need and deserve answers here, and have latterly found out that there have been these 7 pages missing, redacted. Again, I do think it is to the credit of DCC Livingston that he promised to consider looking at this, and I understand has now set a very senior officer to unredacting it.
Meanwhile, a prosecutor with the Crown Office criminal allegations against the police division is reviewing the case's handling from over 2 decades ago.
We've tweeted more on that exclusive at MFR News. Now, £100,000 worth of cannabis has been found in a vehicle.